Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. We'll start off with soccer this morning. We'll start on the boys' side as Thunder Basin comes away with the win over Laramie 2-0 on a Friday. Kimball County and Cheyenne Central tie at 1. And then on Saturday, Kimball County taking on Cheyenne East. They win that one 5-0. Thunder Basin taking down Cheyenne South 16-0 as well. Then we move over to the girls' side of things as Cheyenne Central and Kimball County. It was Central taking down the Camels 1-0. Then Laramie and Thunder Basin. Laramie taking down Thunder Basin 1-0 as well. Then we move over to Saturday's game. Kimball County taking down Cheyenne East 3-0. Then Thunder Basin over Cheyenne South 7-1. Now let's move over to some softball news. As on Friday, Cody and Thunder Basin went at it. It was a 16-1 win in game one for Cody as they jumped out to a 12-0 lead thanks to the 9-run first inning. Hadley Lindemann and Summer Nielsen had 2 hits and 2 RBIs in the ballgame. Lindemann also got the win in the circle and allowed 1 run on 4 hits and 54 pitches. Game 2 was a different story. Thunder Basin comes away with the win 15-6. With the Bolts bouncing back, they'll get the split. They were trailing 4-2, and Thunder Basin scored the last 12 runs in the 3rd and the 4th innings. Shelby Kennedy led a 14-hit attack with 3 home runs, 6 RBIs, and Cammy Mannering added 2 hits and 3 RBIs. Now moving over to the track and field side as Thunder Basin and Kimball County went out to the Queen City Classic this past weekend at Black Hills State University in Spearfish, South Dakota. Thunder Basin finishing in 2nd with a score of 100.5. Kimball County finished in 20th with a score of 4 points. That was for the girls. And for the boys, Thunder Basin finished in 4th with a score of 57. Kimball County in 17th with a score of 12. Now let's head over to some American Legion baseballs. The Wrestlers come away with a win over Miles City 4-3 in 9 innings. The Wrestlers won it in the 9th off the walk-off RBI single by Jed Hamilton. The Rough Riders come away with the win over Miles City as well, winning 6-0, getting their very first shutout this season. Carmine Newman and 2 relievers led to the 2-hit shutout with 11 strikeouts. Newman also stared at the plate with 2 hits and 5 RBIs, and one of those being this.
Picks up, fired home. That one smacked out, back out deep into left field, and that one is gone! Grand Salami!
Carmine Newman comes away with that grand slam, making it a 4-0 ball game in the bottom of 1. The Rough Riders never looked back. Well, that's all it for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.